This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. As we move on in our first journey, today is January the 12th, and our Bible reading portion is from Genesis chapters 34 to 36. The subject that we are going to think about is renewing our personal life by making a radical change. In Genesis chapter 35 verse 1, we read that Jacob heard the voice of God asking him to return to Bethel, the place where he had made his initial commitment to serve God. Even today, God has not stopped speaking to us, but it is possible that we have stopped listening to Him. He may be talking to us through a still small voice or shouting to us through unpleasant situations in our lives. In Genesis chapter 35 verse 2, we read that Jacob put away all the hindrances that stood between him and God. Hindrances in our lives are anything that competes with us having a quality time with God. Earlier, Jacob had made restitution with God, and we read that in chapter 32 verse 22 to 30, and also with Esau in chapter 33 verse 10, and thus he cleared his pathway to a place where he had first encountered God. Jacob's return to Bethel was to recapture his vision and to reaffirm his commitment with God. Jacob now built an altar and called it El Bethel, which means the God of the house of God. After 20 years of growing up, Jacob's perspective had changed, and what was more important for him was his God alone. When Jacob does everything required for him, God renews his covenant by changing his name to Israel. Genesis chapter 35 verse 10, and blessing him personally and gifting him the land that he had promised to Abraham and Isaac. Psalms 105 verse 7 to 11 describes this beautifully as follows. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath with Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. Remember, God wants us to renew our commitment with him by offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Romans 12 verse 1. And he is waiting for us to go back to our Bethel, the place where we started our intimate relationship with God. Won't you do that today?